All right, we welcome Boston University, and we'll just start with some opening thoughts from Coach Pandolfo. Jay?
Yeah, Western Michigan played a good hockey game. They're a good team. I thought overall we played hard. We competed. They got a couple more breaks and finished a couple more plays than we did, and ended up on the right side of it. It's it's tough to put into words how this feels, especially for our players, especially our senior class that's going to be moving on, and other guys that may move on as well. But I'm really proud of this group, starting with these two guys up here, Devin Kaplan and Quinn Hudson, our leadership group. That there's no way we get to this point without them, and how well they've represented the program the last 3 years. It's hard to get here, and clearly we know it's very hard to win this last game. But I'm really proud of them, and this is tough to swallow.
Thanks, Jay. Questions for the players? Okay, right here in front.
Ryan, your decision
to identify yourself?
Charlie DiMatteo, WTVU Sports. Ryan, obviously not the result you wanted tonight, but can you just speak about this year? You know, it was a tough decision to come back, and how pleased you were you got to this point?
Yeah, I mean, happy we got here. Didn't win it, so I don't know. Just sucks. Just really proud of our group, and I don't know, we've been through a lot, so just proud of our group.
Okay, here in front.
Mitch Fink, Boston Hockey Blog. Shane, what does BU hockey mean to you?
I mean, it means everything. I've grown up playing, going to BU and watching games and stuff like that. And, you dream of winning a national championship, and, it just sucks that we came up short.
Okay, over here on the left in the front.
Sam Robohagen, Boston Hockey Blog. Ryan, in the huddle around the goal right before the game, it looked like you had the speech to the team. I'm just wondering what you said to the team in that moment.
Just trying to get them fired up. I mean, same thing as every other game. We, felt prepared, felt like we had the right approach. Just try to get them fired up for the game. But, yeah.
Okay. Over here.
Eli Goodyear, Boston Hockey Blog. Shane, this season was, a little up and down for you guys at the start. Should you just kind of talk about the resolve and the resiliency that you guys showed to get to this point?
Yeah, I think Ryan talked about it. I'm extremely proud of our group. I'm not sure if anyone thought we were going to be here. We always did. So, I'm just proud of our group and believing in each other. And, like I said, it sucks that we're not on the other side of this. So.
Okay. Anything further for the players? Okay. Here on the left.
Brendan Nordstrom, BU Today. Just for both of you, like I said, up and down season. What will you remember most about this group?
Ryan?
Honestly, probably nothing to do with hockey. It's just like the things off the ice, camaraderie. We just had a really special group in there, and they're brothers to me now, and just really thankful that I got to spend a year with them.
Shane?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you're at the rink every day, you're going to class every day with the same, 26 guys it is, and I think it's tough to kind of just see it end so abruptly. And I mean, like I said, it's like Greeny said, it's not going to be anything with hockey. We had a successful year. But what I'm going to remember most is just, hanging out with the guys off the ice, going to dinners, whatever that may be. And, it stings because, you don't have much time left with this group.
Okay. We good. Guys, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Further questions for Coach Pandolfo? Anybody have anything further? Okay, over here, John.
Jay,
Could you identify yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry, John Warrow with the Associated Press. How do you take away this one? And was there an explanation on why that goal was disallowed with about 8 minutes left.
Yeah, they said it was tied up. So he blew the whistle, I guess. I haven't seen the replay of it, so I'm not sure exactly what it looked like. Someone said it was on top of his pad, and we pushed it in. But I mean, it's hard to comment when I don't see the replay yet. You know, we just rely on our just live. It looked like it was the puck was still moving, but it's a far away from where I was sitting or standing. So, yeah, the explanation was the whistle blew and it was tied up.
Okay, somebody else was over here. No, okay, Joe.
Joe Smith at The Athletic. Jay, you know how hard it is to get here and to win as a player and obviously as a coach. Just how do you balance kind of being proud of getting here three straight times versus kind of disappointment of not being able to kind of finish it off?
Yeah, it's you're proud to get here, but you want to finish the job, so it hurts. More like I really feel for our players more than anything else because it's hard and it's special to win this thing. And you know, I want to see those guys experience that. That's my goal, is for me to see our players and our program experience that again. That's what I want to see. And, you know, we're going to keep knocking at the door here, obviously. And we came up a little short. Like I said, you know, I am proud of our guys. I thought we competed, you know, all the way through. Western Michigan's a good hockey team. They're well coached. They're a heavy team. They play hard. That, you know, it was overall, it's a good game. I don't think it was quite a 6-2 game. I mean, obviously, you know, we're pushing really hard there. You know, it's 3-2. We're pushing real hard. We're getting our chances. Puck's not going in the net, and they end up getting a break, and they make it 4-2, and it was a little tough from that point on.
Okay, over here on the left.
Mitch Fink, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, as you reflect back, what will be your lasting memory of this year's team?
Yeah, just how resilient they were. We're a really young team. I mean, our lineup that's dressed tonight, I don't think it equal or is average age of, I bet it's not even 21. So it's a really young team, and I'm real proud of them. They've really matured over the course of the season. And that's what you look at from start to finish. Did your team improve over the year? And clearly we did, and we made it to this point, just came up a little short. So real proud of this group.
Eli Cloutier, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, you mentioned it briefly in your opening statement. Can you just talk a little about what Ryan and Shane just kind of mean to you in this program?
Yeah, a lot. You know, Ryan Quinn and Devin Kaplan, Tristan Amonte, Jack Page, you know, those guys were here my first year. So they're a big reason why we're at where we're at right now as a program. So they mean a lot to me. And then Shane, obviously the relationship I've had with his family, his grandfather, his uncle was my roommate for 4 years at school. I know his mom really well, I know his dad really well. So that, just to see him be able to experience this and how proud I am of him and the leadership he brought to our group. He's a sophomore captain, is, you know, that's probably unheard of at most places, but that's the type of person he is. And same with Ryan. He's a great leader this year. You know, he's grown a lot, both on and off the ice. I mean, he's going to be in the National Hockey League shortly. So I'm so proud of these guys. Like, it makes me feel good about our program because of the type of character players we have and the type of people they are. And so real proud of them.
Okay.
Sam Rowe-Higgin, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, where have you seen Ryan grow as a leader this year?
Just his approach every day. You know, the way he practiced every day, his habits. Those are probably the biggest areas. I mean, he was a leader for us beforehand, but he didn't wear a C last year. And again, like I talked about, it's a young leadership group. And that's not always easy, especially when you have a young team on top of that. It was fun to watch those guys grow as leaders this year. And they put a lot of pressure on themselves early on, especially we weren't playing well. But, you know, they got past that and just realized they just got to go out there and lead by example and do things the right way, and that's what they did.
Okay. Are we good? All right. Jay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.